Good night, everybody.
Good afternoon. Happy Tuesday to the Ungovernables, the captains, crew, the LFA family, and McGroin Nation coming to you live from the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFA TV. This is Ungoverned. Happy Tuesday. Something happened last night. I don't know. I woke up this morning and was it the Perseids meteor shower last night? We couldn't see it because of the clouds. Was it something else that happened last night? There was something big.
Oh, yeah, something happened.
What was it?
I want to say, somebody in Musk.
Elon? Is that his name?
I think his name is Elon.
His name's Elon.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, that's right. Over 1 billion people saw the Trump Elon Musk X space conversation last night, and oh my gosh, is the left freaking out? I just neighed like the horse that Tim Walz may or may not have been romantically involved with. What? You say what? I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've heard. I'm not saying anything happened or didn't happen. Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. Folks, I think there's not that we can remove all doubt. I'm not going to say that X as a platform is perfect because we all know it's not, as my hat goes crooked. We all know that it's not perfect. We know it's not perfect. But the old platform known as Twitter would never have allowed Donald Trump to speak. As a matter of fact, I think one of the reasons why they suspended him was because they were getting ready to launch spaces and they didn't want him speaking in spaces to the people without anybody knowing about it, without any way to censor it. Last night, yes, it started late. Does any Trump rally ever start on time, by the way?
No, he's always fashionably late.
It was fashionably late. We're used to this. But this was a different situation. Last night, as many of us here at LFA TV, those of you who are listening, you know, we've experienced these DDoS attacks, right? Remember last year, right around like April, May, 10 a.m., back in the good old days? Remember when Rumble would crash every day at 10:02 in the morning? Brennan,
yeah,
remember that?
I remember.
Yeah. You know what that was from? A DDoS attack. These people out there on the left, globally, it's a global effort. These people will go to whatever length they need to go to at least attempt to interfere or shut down the free exchange of information. That is all that took place last night on X. And the reason, think about this. There are so many people, there's on both sides, right? On our side, we're like, wow, that was refreshing. It was like a normal conversation between two dudes. Literally, it sounded like we were listening in on a phone call between Elon Musk and Donald Trump, and they didn't know that we were listening. That's what it sounded like. That's what it sounded like. If someone left the line open, they're like, hey, listen to this. Like, Elon and Trump are talking. Listen to that. That's what it sounded like. And to a lot of us, we're like, wow, what a breath of fresh air, right? Why? Because the same reason why we believe Donald Trump is a breath of fresh air, he speaks like us, he talks like us. That conversation was not an interview. It wasn't a hard question here, a hard question there. There was no gotcha. It was just two guys talking about issues. That's it. Was Trump campaigning? Yes, he's running for president. And Elon Musk, he's already said who he's supporting. Okay? And there's no doubt Donald Trump coming back to X, hosting the spaces, he reposted it today. There's no doubt that that account being active on X is a huge benefit for that platform. Huge. Do you know how many more eyeballs that brings to the platform? Now knowing the possibility at least exists that Donald Trump may post something. What a huge job. You know, there's that Jurassic Park. Remember Jurassic Park?
Oh, yeah. It's a classic.
Jeff Goldblum sitting in the, I think he's in like the Jeep, mm-hmm. And he sees the dinosaurs, and he goes, he really did it. That crazy son of a bitch did it. When he's talking about Hammond, John Hammond, the guy who created Jurassic Park, you know, in the movie. Mm-hmm. He says, that crazy son of a bitch did it. Elon did it. He got Trump back on that platform. Not just to post, but to speak in one of the most revolutionary ways to talk the world has seen. Look, we've had radio. This is XSpaces, you can get it from anywhere. You could join it with any account. You don't have to be paying for it. You could jump in. You can speak. You can discuss things with other people. It is a real-time digital town square. That's what happened last night. So from our side, we're going, wow, what a breath of fresh air. From the left side, that conversation was too normal, folks. Too normal. It was too natural. It was too free-flowing. It was too easy to listen to. It was too normal for the left. That's why they're freaking out. Because their candidate, and by the way, nobody on their side of the aisle, except for maybe Obama, could do that. Nobody. Biden can't go for 2 hours. Harris can't go for 2 hours. Buttigieg can't go for 2 hours. Newsom can't go for 2 hours. There's no way. Not a chance. Not a chance. And that's why they're freaking out. Free speech is winning. X was able to successfully repel that DDoS attack and put forth the product that went smoothly yesterday. People were able to access it. People are still able to go back and listen to it again. It was viewed by a historic number of people and users. It broke social media records all over the place. It withstood the attack to shut it down, the DDoS attack. And the reason why you know that conversation terrifies the left, what are they focused on? Donald Trump sounded like he had a lisp. Elon Musk and Trump are two rich dudes talking about it. We're shaming success now? Okay, cool. Let's talk about how Nancy Pelosi successfully trades stock. Do you want to go there? We're going to attack people for making money? At least they did it the right way. I'll tell you, Billy Currington theory is big today.
I'll tell you what.
The Billy Currington theory is in full effect today. They're freaking out. What does it mean? It means we must be doing something right. I have so much from yesterday that we're going to get to. And it all relates to one another. We'll see if we can get through the whole thing. Before we even go to OFP Farms, I have to shout, first of all, I have to shout out one of our chat members, right? Our audience members, Jen, JL Jazz. She has been for the last couple months, not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. She's showing up here and then she's going and she's making text. She's doing text drives today. Texting people about a candidate she's supporting in the primary.
She's been so busy.
She's been out knocking on doors, campaigning in Minnesota. And speaking of Minnesota, so hat tip to Jen, because Jen is amazing. She's doing a great job, not just talking the talk, but walking the walk and delivering results. That's what we like to see. We love that. I'm happy Jen's doing that. Very, very exciting. Because not a lot of people on our side of the aisle do that this month. Right? This is, it's a summer. We'll get into it in September. But you have a primary coming, right, here in the middle of Minnesota. In the middle of the month of August, today, and this is very important, Minnesota has open primaries, ladies and gentlemen. Open primaries. Which means if you live in Minnesota's 5th Congressional District, which is currently represented by, some people did something, Ilhan Omar, Jar Jar Binks, okay? If you live in that district and you are a registered Republican or a registered independent and you do not like her, you can vote for her opponent, Mr. Samuels, who only lost by 2,000 votes last time. Do what the Democrats did to Trump with the Nikki Haley primary. Meddle your asses off in that 5th Congressional District. Now, I know a lot of people want to go vote for Royce White. Royce White has been saying this on social media. If you want to try and be a part of the election interference squad that is going to dethrone Ilhan Omar, you cannot vote for Royce White at the same time. If you vote Dem, you have to vote Dem all the way down and up the ballot in that primary, okay? So know that if you're in Minnesota's 5th Congressional District and you haven't voted yet, if you want to be somebody who meddles in the Ilhan Omar primary, you cannot vote for Royce White, the Republican, in the Republican primary and then meddle in the Democrat primary. That won't count. So you unfortunately have to sacrifice your vote for Royce White. But Royce White has told everybody He wants you to do this. He doesn't care if it takes votes away from him. He wants you in Minnesota's 5th Congressional District, if you are a Republican thinking about voting for him, he wants you to say, don't vote for Royce White. Go ahead and vote for Ilhan Omar's opponent. His last name is Samuels, who is on the ballot. You have a chance. We have a chance to stick it to her, because if she loses, I know what I'm saying tomorrow. Hey, Ilhan, I guess some people did something. Now pack your bags and get the hell out of here. I want it to happen so bad.
You gotta say it like her, though.
Well, some people did something.
Yeah.
Some people did something. All right. Shout out to Jen. We love Jen. Jen's out there working her ass off in Minnesota.
She's great.
Minnesota. Yeah.
Minnesota.
She is great. All right. We got Minnesota stories. We've got so much to get to. Before we do that, folks, if you're tired of dry, irritated skin and big woke corporations, aren't we all tired of that? Give OFP Farms a try. OFP Farms produces quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all natural pain relief, and of course, beard products. Maybe asking, why goat milk? Well, here are some of the benefits. Goat milk helps to restore your skin. It helps to promote the regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemical and exposure. The elements is packed naturally with essential vitamins and minerals that help nourish and replenish your skin as well. OFP Farms creates, produces, and ships directly from their farm. Their products are made in small batches with premium ingredients to maintain quality. They're a family-owned and operated, patriotic America First goat farm. I encourage you to join the parallel economy and join the OFP Farms family today, because let me show you what they've done, folks. They've taken what used to be the most iconic photo in American political history, they put it right here on a bar of soap. Okay, the left hates him. A, because the left hates being clean. B, because the left hates Donald Trump and anything associated with him. This is the Revolution soap. This is the We the People soap. This is the We the People line of soaps and lip balms, ladies and gentlemen. For the last 2 months, they had this line rocking and rolling, and the proceeds were going to help the MAGA campaign directly. Donations to the Trump campaign, simply if you buy soap. It's amazing. Now, they've also added a brand new soap to the line. You got the Outlaw soap, the Weed the People soap, the Revolution soap, and now the Fight soap, with the most iconic photograph in American political history. It has supplanted the mugshot, the Donald Trump fight picture from when he was shot in the ear. Have we forgotten? I have not. Go to OFPFarms.com. Use the promo code SHAWN, that's Sean, for 15% off at checkout. OFPFarms.com, promo code Sierra Hotel Alpha Whiskey November. OFPFarms.com. That is the website. Oscar Foxtrot, PapaFarms.com. Promo code Sean, SHAWN, for 15% off at checkout. Thank you so much, OFP Farms. Next up, SwitchToUSA.com. As we talk about switching away from those woke brands, this is Switch2USA.com.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping. It's that simple.
We're going to link arms and we're going to shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That's right. Switch2USA.com. Switch2USA.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about how the world's gone nuts. Supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, sky-high gas prices. We all know how the big box stores were open the entire time while little guys, small business owners, regular people, they were all forced to close. The wealthiest on the planet took your money. They became better off. Mom and pop suffered. The question is, are we going to do anything about it? Are we going to make a difference? Are we going to make our voices be heard? How do we do that? We vote with our dollars. That's how we make a difference. This is a call to action to shop at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer for all your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef, all delivered right to your door. Switch away from made in China. We don't do China. We don't like China. Switch away from China. And switch to made in the USA. It is one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. I want you to join the parallel economy that we have been forming. Join the massive sweep that's happening through Patriot Nation and decide today that you want to be a part of this movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up my friend Maria, who is so nice. We love Maria. She's a very nice person. You have to experience that. Sign up. My friend Maria will give you a call back. You'll have a very nice call. Pick up the phone. She won't bite. She's very nice. She will enroll you, and then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop at switch2usa.com. Some people sign up just to hear from Maria, right? They just want to have a nice conversation. Switch2usa.com. 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 Folks, that time of day, Hit the thumbs up button. We're not going to keep, not the gumdrop buttons. Yes, hit the thumbs up button. That's right. Hit that like button, hit the rumble button, because Brennan gets angry when it, you know, when we don't hit like certain numbers and whatever. She gets very upset. I don't like dealing with that.
It's not pretty.
It's not pretty.
It's not.
Right? The cats then start getting mad. You know, the whole, everything falls apart. You got to do it. And then, you know, and then this, the whole stabbing thing, which we've had to play down, you know, a little bit because the FBI, they were in here. Andy Ogles, the whole thing. All, we had to, but she will stab you. That's the bottom line.
She's I'm a Russian spy, so I'll get away
with it.
She's
a Russia. Russia. All right. Hit the thumbs up button. Make sure you're doing that or else you do get, you are putting your life in danger. More so than if you say you have dirt on Hillary Clinton. She'll stab you. And just like Josh Shapiro and the whole thing in Pennsylvania, you'll be ruled a suicide. Okay. That's what it is. If you don't hit the like button, you'll be death by suicide, even though Brennan's going to come get you. So hit the like button. That's a thumbs up. Make it happen. As we continue on, ladies and gentlemen, unbelievable space last night on X. I want to address something real quick. Okay. We got to get to this real quick. I love Truth Social. I want everybody to know that. Okay. I'm a big fan of the platform. Yeah, there's not really much that goes on there. I understand there's not many other features other than posting, you know, videos. There's not really live streaming yet. There's a live TV streaming thing they're moving towards. But I like the platform. You know why I like it? Because it is a free speech platform. There's no algorithm. There's nothing to manipulate. It's the free, literally, the free, unrestricted, unguided, unbiased marketplace of ideas. You go on Truth, you post, you see how many interactions you get. I think it's a great platform. I do. Some people have issues with it. Some people are Truth only, right? They're Truth diehards. And I understand why Trump put it up. He had to have a platform that he could live on that he knew if the world banned him again, he wouldn't have to worry about it. I understand it. Now, he has 7.5. Brennan, want to do some quick math? He has 7.53 million followers on Truth Social. 7.53 million. He has almost 90 million. It's going up right now on X. Is 90 million greater than or less than 7.5 million?
It's a little more.
It's a little more, right? It's like over 10 times that amount. All right? His reach on X would far exceed his reach on Truth. Now, I understand there are accounts on X that always repost his content from Truth, and it enables it to get out. And people, you know, I do it. A lot of other people do it. They will go on Truth Social, screenshot Trump's post, post it to X. But that is not generating as much reach as if he were to just post on the platform directly. He would cut out the middleman. His posts and his account would be the most engaged with account on that social media platform. Period, full stop. I love Truth Social. I hope Truth Social never goes anywhere. I hope it's here to stay for decades and centuries to come. I really do. But Donald Trump needs to return to X full time. He has to do it. And I understand if you're a shareholder in DJT, you know, Truth Media Technology Group, and you're looking at that going, but that's going to hurt the value of my shares. You know what's really going to hurt the value of your shares? If Trump loses the 2024 election. That's going to crush your shares. And there's no bouncing back from that. But there is a role for Truth Social in the future. If Trump utilizes X from now until the election, until the inauguration, during his term, whatever, there will still be a role for Truth Social. Do you really believe Donald Trump can't figure out a way to repurpose that company, to repurpose that platform that is partnered with Rumble when it comes to video servers? Do you really think they're not going to be able to find their way? And even if it's not the next big, huge thing, it is a place where folks like us can gather and feel safe online. We can organize and we can network there. But the fact of the matter is, the longer Donald Trump stays off of X, the longer he is doing himself a disservice. He's essentially shadow banning himself. Imagine taking your potential reach and decreasing it tenfold, all the way down, taking a reach of 90 million and going down to 7 million. That's like it's almost a 90% decrease. Why would you want to do that? Not anymore. He's got to come back. There has to be an agreement between him and Truth. Because if he loses the election, That will be a far greater and more permanent pain that you will feel as a Truth Social investor than if he just goes to X to win this election. And what's more important? What's more important? Your country or your investment? Did you invest more than you were comfortable with? I hope not. What's more important? He's got to come back to X. This is why. Billion views. Now, let me explain this real quick to some folks who don't know how the platform works, okay? A view on a post, okay, that's known as impressions on X. All that means is that that post showed up on somebody's timeline. It does not mean that they interacted with it. However, as of hours ago, and I believe it's an even larger number now, the original post, not people's reposted videos, not people's clips, the original space hosted by Donald Trump has been viewed by nearly, as far as I know, 30 million people. Listened to it. 30 million interacted with it. Well, no, billions interacted with it. Well, saw it. But 30 million people clicked play on that interview so far. And it's probably more than that. Where can you find that kind of reach? It's not on the mainstream media. It's not on Truth Social, unfortunately, for Truth. 26.3 million tuned in. It is right here on your screen, folks. Now it's on your screen. 26.3 million. Where are you finding that? Where are you getting that kind of reach for 2 hours? And that was the easiest thing you could do. It wasn't a video product. He sat there. He spoke for 2.5 hours, had a conversation, or 2 hours, had a conversation with Elon Musk, and that was it. And 26, almost 30 million people? And that's not including the new videos that have gone up, where they've added a transcript and a video element to repost the space as a video product on X. The reach that space got was massive. That is why we are seeing a complete and total meltdown by the mainstream media right now. A complete and total meltdown by the mainstream media right now over what went on last night. You know why? Because they are, what is one of the things they always do? They always accuse us of what they're doing, right? Or what they are. Trump is a racist. Meanwhile, it's the media that's racist, right? Or it's the left that's racist. Trump is a threat to democracy. Meanwhile, it's the media that encouraged everybody to get behind a candidate that nobody voted for. You know, you've seen this all the time. Trump is violent. Trump is anti-Semitic. Trump is this. Trump is that. What is the media doing? They are encouraging us of everything that they themselves are doing. They call us weird. Why are we weird? Because we can have normal conversations like the one you heard last night on X Spaces with Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Look at the media this morning. Look at all these headlines, folks. Trump was lisping. The interview was a rambling disaster. It was marred by tech issues. How about we talk about, you dishonest scumbag media? How about we talk about where those tech issues came from? It wasn't X failing. There was an actual attack. As a matter of fact, you know what, Brendan? If you could go on X right now and check it out.
Okay, hold on.
And see if it's happening over there. Because I have this, I have it up over there and it's not freezing. So this is an absolute, this is a rumble issue right now. Okay. But you could tell me if it's doing that over on X as well. Because we have the stream running over there too.
What do? I go to X and do what?
You go to my account. It's on the top. All right. Where was I? Because these tech problems always get us sidetracked. All right, the DDoS attack. Folks, the mainstream media was having a very hard time this morning. Very hard time. Can you tell me if I'm freezing on X?
No, you're not.
I'm not freezing on X. At Sean, S-H-A-W-N underscore F-A-R-A-S-H. We're live on X right now because just in case things like this happen, we have it in another spot. So it's not freezing. It's not on my end. It's pushing no problem over to X. Rumble's having problems. All right. The National Pulse, Kamala campaign cheered DDoS attack on Musk Trump X interview. Cheered it. Damn it, that got me so sidetracked.
I'm sorry.
Freaking annoying. All right. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign cheered on a distributed denial of service. That's the DDoS targeting X, a leading American company, on Monday as it disrupted a conversation between former President Donald Trump and tech mogul Elon Musk. This is what a DDoS attack actually is, for those who don't understand it. DDoS attacks involve flooding websites with bogus bot or botnet traffic to sabotage your functionality or knock them offline altogether. The one-on-one Trump-Musk X space comes as the Federal Bureau of Investigation is investigating a recent hack of the Trump campaign attributed to Iran, which internal emails were accessed. Nevertheless, the vice president's team appeared thrilled that her leading election rival and top U.S. business were targeted again on Monday, trolling him on his Truth Social platform. Once their conversation concluded, Harris's team put out a statement sneering at Trump and Musk as at self-obsessed rich guys who cannot run a live stream in the year 2024. First of all, they ran the live stream. 26.3 million people listened to the live stream. They had no problem running it. They just wanted to get through the initial attack. See, they're not stupid. They weren't going to start this whole thing in the midst of the attack. They were going to delay it as long as they had to, get their affairs in order, launch the stream, have a two-hour conversation. Your candidate can't even sit down for 2 minutes. And you're going to shame Donald Trump and Elon Musk for talking like two normal people on X spaces, like hundreds of thousands of us do every single week. Hundreds of thousands. Every week are participating in X spaces all around the world. Oh, they go, oh, he's got a lisp. Oh, he's got a lisp. You never heard of audio issues with X before this? Crazy amounts of compression. Sometimes people's audio sound horrible coming through on X spaces. If you've been there, if you're a normal person who uses the platform, that's not to say if you don't use the platform, you're not a normal person. I'm saying if you're a normal X user, you've probably listened to a space at some point in time. Probably. Some people probably haven't, but most people probably have. You've heard this before. But they want to say you can't run a live stream. They're cheering on the DDoS attack. Is that what democracy looks like? Does democracy look like you cheering on attacks to shut down free speech in this country? Is that what democracy looks like? Harris Walls campaign. Because it looks like that's what they're saying. They seem to be proud of the fact that that there was an attack, that there was a delay because of tech problems. They seem to be excited about it. Now, guys and gals, I want to show you what happened on CNN. They are melting down, folks. They're melting down. Here is a clip that Dana Bash played on CNN today about Donald Trump and Elon Musk talking about nuclear energy and nuclear weapons. I want you to look at this, and then we're going to play a clip right after that. But pay attention to this right here.
I want to play one exchange that was kind of classic. Well, there were a lot of exchanges that were classic Donald Trump, but this one really stuck out to us.
And Nagasaki were bombed, but now they're like full cities again. So
right,
it's really
right.
Not
that's
something
right.
That, you know.
That's right.
So it's not as scary as people think, basically.
So that was more Elon Musk than Donald Trump talking about, sort of suggesting that what happened almost 80 years ago, I think 80 years ago next year, the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, now it's okay, kind of trying to blow off the impact of that.
You want to know what they did, CNN? They edited that part of the space. Here's the real clip. Here's what was really said. This media, folks, the media is not your friend. They never will be. When they were crapping on Biden, it was fun to see. But we knew they were eventually going to get back out of our corner. They were never really in our corner. They knew that they knew they were gonna fall back in line at some point. That's exactly what's going on CNN. Watch this part.
Yeah, and actually, there's the bad side of nuclear, which is a nuclear war, very bad side. But there's also, I think, nuclear electricity generation.
Absolutely.
Is underrated.
You're right.
And it's actually, you know, people have this fear of nuclear electricity generation, but it's actually one of the safest forms of electricity generation. It's just a huge misunderstanding. If you look at the injuries and deaths, you know, caused by, say, I mean, I'm not trying to pick on coal mining, but just any kind of mining operation,
right.
There's a certain number of injuries and deaths per year. And you compare that to nuclear. Nuclear is actually way better. So it's underrated as an electricity source, and I think it's something that's worth reconsidering. But there's so much regulation that people can't get it done.
Maybe they'll have to change the name. The name is just, it's a rough name. There are some areas
like
when you see what happened in
the bad branding.
We have to rebrand it. We'll have to give it a good name. We'll name it after you or something. You know, it has a branding problem. You know, when you see what happened,
it does have a branding problem.
When you see what happened in Japan, where they say you won't be able to go on the land for about 3,000 years. Did you ever see that? And in Russia, where they had the problem, where they, you know, there's a lot of bad things happened, and they have a problem. And they say that in 2,000 years, people will start to occupy the land again. You know, you realize it's pretty bad.
No,
but
that's not true.
But it's amazing.
It's actually not that bad. So like, after Fukushima happened in Japan, like, people were asking me in California, you know, are we worried about, like, a nuclear cloud coming from Japan? I'm like, no, that's crazy. It's not even dangerous in Fukushima. I actually flew there and ate locally grown vegetables on TV to prove it. And I donated a solar water treatment, a solar powered system for a water treatment plant. And
But you haven't been feeling so well lately, and I'm worried about it.
No, but I mean,
I'm only kidding.
It's fine, you know. It's like Hiroshima and Nagasaki were bombed, but now they're like full cities again. So it's not as scary as people think, basically.
Yeah. But
they edited the clip, smooshed parts together, and made it sound like something that was completely different. Matthias asking, is Donald Trump wearing dentures? That's what the left is saying. Oh, his dentures were coming out. This happens all the time on X Spaces, that, you know, sometimes your signal's a little compressed. It's very, very common. There are videos of him sitting at the table, right? That is, he's got his lapel mic on. You can see he's got no lisp. Oh, he's got a lisp. Somebody was suggesting it. Why? Of course, we had these people. Oh, that's not actually Donald Trump. Okay. Of course, right. There's body quadruples. I forgot. There's more than one Trump. JFK in a mask, right? JFK Jr. There's Elvis and who knows who else. The X Space last night was a major, major success. And the way we know is the fact that the media is absolutely freaking out. If that space was not a success, they would pick apart actual reasons why what Trump said wasn't true. Oh, he lied 113 times. Yeah, where? I don't know, but it was 113 of them. Well, how'd you come up with that number? Would you scratch your ass and pull out a 113? Like, what happened? Where'd that come? Like, what are we doing? The Krasensteins are, let me up and speak. Nobody wants you to speak. Yesterday, that was the post down below the space post. These people are crazy. Again, if that space was a problem, you would not see headlines like this in unison. You would not see headlines like this speaking in unison. You're not seeing them. Well, I was rambling. Oh, there were tech problems. Well, was there anything else besides the fact that it was, what, 40 minutes late? What was wrong with the substance? Everyone on the left, Donald Trump can't stop attacking people. And then the second they hear audio compression, they go, he's got a lisp. Oh, he's got dentures. He's too old. Trump's too old to run for president? Really? But Joe Biden wasn't until you decided he was. And now Kamala Harris is no longer a socialist because the media is telling you she's not? And we're the ones in a cult? Give me a break. Give me a break with your, just miss me with all that. That's nonsense. And to get into a critical voting block that this X Space got into last night. And then we're going to run through some of the other videos from Kamala. Before we do that, I want to get to a word from our friends over at colonialmetalsgroup.com. That is colonialmetalsgroup.com. colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA. ColonialMetalsGroup.com/LFA. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it. You believe it. Many of us believe it. Having a substantial percentage of our financial future secure with gold and silver is a great idea. That is why a lot of people have decided to partner and get involved with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group. They'll help you set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where you will have access to your assets no matter what the stock market or, for that matter, the government is up to. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metals Group help you protect your family's future. They've got a special offer for you, the audience. Click on the link in the description below or call the special 800 number and you will receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. That is 888-688-1215 or the website colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA, 888-688-1215 or colonialmetalsgroup.com/Lima Foxtrot Alpha. Next up is the LFA TV store. That's at jeremyherrill.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the website got a brand new, it got a facelift. It looks amazing.
It's looking good.
It is looking so good.
So good.
Look at that. That's jeremyherrill.com. Take a look at the LFA TV store. You can support LFA TV right here with all this amazing new merch at jeremyherrill.com, jeremyherrill.com. You also have the ability to donate to the project, to LFA TV, to the mission at jeremyherrill.com/donate or jeremyherrill.com/store. We thank you and we hope you check it out. LFATV.us or jeremyherrill.com. Folks, hit the thumbs up button. Despite the tech problems that we're having here, we're doing pretty darn good today. Appreciate everybody because they don't want to die.
No, they don't.
They don't want to.
They're afraid of me because
we have a lot. Well, listen. Here's the thing.
What?
We have a lot of people who listen to Dan Bongino also. Mm-hmm. And what is his number one rule?
Don't get dead.
Don't get dead.
Right.
One of the best ways you can assure that you will get dead is if you don't hit the like button on our shows, because then Brennan's going to hunt you down and stab you. That's how it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, if you are also a Bongino listener, like I am, a P1 since episode 628, right? Mm-hmm. Don't get dead. Hit the thumbs up. I mean, if I leave the thumbs up button unclicked today, I will be killed in my sleep. There will be no show tomorrow. I can guarantee you that.
No, you're safe.
No, I'm not. If I don't like the video, please kill me. How about that? I'm going to hold myself accountable here. You will like the video or die. That's me. Okay. Not you. Obviously, you know we're having jokes. This is the left.
He's
is gonna,
happy with his life.
The left. No, I just came across Hillary Clinton. You know, that's it. Yeah. It's over. No, I'm happy with my life. Listen, This is what we have to do. The left is going to run with this. He's threatening to kill people if they don't like the video. Okay, shh.
No,
it's called a joke.
Second
of all, it's my wife. It's not
even
me.
You.
All right?
It's
so
me.
When the FBI comes, you're getting tossed under the bus.
That's fine. Come at me.
Right there. Under the school bus that Kamala Harris loves so much.
If I got taken to jail, can you imagine?
No.
I would shank everybody there.
You would. Yeah.
I would.
You're not going to jail.
Well, we'll see about that.
You're not going to jail. No. All stabs will be in self-defense because you're defending the integrity of the show.
Right.
You hit the like button. That's
self-defense.
Right. Self-defense. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not lawyers, by the way, so don't take this as legal advice. All right, let's move on. And the new voting block the media doesn't want to admit is there on X, right? That's the thing, okay? The media, they look down their noses at you, right? They know better. They're the gatekeepers of information, these people in their ivory tower, they don't like when there are threats to power. And X is a threat to their power. Folks, I got to tell you, when something is going... Brennan, you can answer this question.
All right.
When something is happening in the world, right? Like, let's say the Trump assassination attempt. You woke me up. You got to see what's going on. The first thing I did I turn on Fox News? Did I turn on any of the cable news networks? Or did I start browsing X to find out what happened?
X.
I started on X, right?
Yeah.
Because you have people who are... in real time, uploading information and putting information out. Now, it makes it harder. What was great about the media back, you know, before the media kind of lost its way, was the mainstream media would do the job of vetting the information. The mainstream media would do the job of making sure they're not running with fake stories. If you came to them and said, Donald Trump is, you know, colluding with the Russians, and this should be the biggest story, they would have fact-checked that or vetted that information before running it. But the media became progressively further left until the point where they are now, they're just a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, right? So now we're the media. And if you go on X, you're going to be hit with information coming through like a fire hose. It's going to hurt. It's going to hit you hard. Tons of info. How do you discern real from fake? Well, you take your foot off the gas on X. You say, okay, here's a claim. Let's look into it a little bit, right? But the mainstream media, whatever's on the 5 o'clock news now was on X 5 hours ago. I guarantee you, whatever's on your 5 o'clock news now was on X hours beforehand. And the media is not happy about that. And they are now looking down on anybody who uses X and apps like that to get their news. They look at you with disdain. They are not your friends, folks. They are not your friends. Axios reporter Sarah Fisher appeared on CNN to complain about former president and GOP nominee Donald Trump having an unfettered microphone with Elon Musk. Where the hell is Kamala Harris? She could have been in that space. They could have had a debate last night. Where the hell was she? Don't complain that Trump took advantage of an open platform. Harris has been given the same platform. She refused. She refused. Why'd she refuse? Don't blame Trump for having courage. Why'd she refuse? The Monday Night Conversation hails Trump's return to the X platform, where he was unceremoniously booted almost 4 years before and has the entire legacy media complex shook. As other Red State reporters had said, Washington Post reporter asked the Biden press secretary whether the interview could be stopped because of misinformation. And the Biden administration actually said, we're going to look into that. I'm sorry, what? You're going to look into what? You're going to look into shutting down free speech? I don't think so. I don't think so. They despise the fact that they're on the outside looking in. You can hear the sarcasm dripping from Fisher's voice. This was on the CNN interview calling this the online fringe. Fringe? 26.3 million people. Screw you guys. You guys all suck. You really do. If you were reliable sources of information, we wouldn't have to turn you off. But you know what? I'm actually happy that CNN is in the tank for Biden and Harris, that MSNBC is in the tank for the left, that ABC and CBS and NBC and Fox to an extent. I'm happy that the legacy media has made complete and total asses of themselves, because if they didn't and they were still doing their jobs, we wouldn't have jobs today. So thank you. Thank you. And I'm actually excited to show you this next clip. This is a Kamala Harris spokesperson on with CNN.
Hello, CNN. Not happy.
You know what? We're going to tease that for a minute. We're going to go to a different one. I want to pivot real quick before we come back to this, because this is a funny story. A great minds think alike situation. My dad sent it to me, so I'll get to this a little bit in just a second. Folks, again, Kamala Harris is now stealing items from the Trump platform. No tax on tips. I want to go back to when Kamala Harris was literally the deciding vote on whether or not to tax tips. This was the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, and Kamala Harris, as the president of the Senate, the vice president of the United States, broke the tie, which enabled that bill to head to Biden's desk to be signed into law. The Inflation Reduction Act allowed the hiring of 87,000 new IRS agents and a new wage reporting system for those who earn tips on IRS.gov. If she wanted to stop taxing tips, it was literally up to her. Look.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
Look at the mainstream media's characterization of that, too. Oh, it costs the government so much money when Harris goes ahead and... Here we go. Got it. Sorry. In May of 2020, we saw Tim No Balls Walls, or as Matt Brown calls him, Tim Paintballs Walls, completely and totally crack down on free speech, but only after Minneapolis was burned to the ground. Tim No Balls Walls sent his police into neighborhoods to shoot paintballs at anybody, any citizens who were on their porch in the wake of the George Floyd riots of 2020. Paintballs. This happened, ladies and gentlemen. This is the nice, normal football coach, teacher, Tim Walls. No, this is a tyrant, socialist, crazy person who we cannot allow near power. This is what little insecure little men like Justin Trudeau do when they're running countries or in positions of power. This is Governor Tim Walz showing you how he will govern as a vice president or, heaven forbid, president of the United States. Watch this. No, not that. Not that. This.
Get in your house now! Let's go!
Light him up!
Go inside now! Get in the house!
Get in! Get in!
Get your house!
Oh, God, that hurt. You good?
Are you okay?
Right on the fucking crotch.
Are you okay? You got hit?
I'm good. They're fucked for that, dude. What?
Okay.
That's not a good scene. Now, those people, I don't think those people were politically on our side, but guess what? I don't care. The fact that the governor of the state ordered the police officers to force everybody inside of their homes, it's not like, you know, on your porch, that's your property. You have the right to sit on that porch. You have the right to leave your home on your property. That's private property. Is there a crime being committed, officer? No, there's not. Then get the hell out of here. They have no right to do that. None. That happened under Tim Walz, ladies and gentlemen. That's who he is. Stolen valor, tampon Tim, whatever happened with a horse, that's why we call him Walzgate, because this dude is a walking, breathing scandal. He had his police officers patrolling the streets, screaming at people to get in their homes. And if they were just on the porch, they're screaming, light them up. And they're shooting them with paintballs. When they're on their own property, private property. We fought a revolution over crap like that. Is that the guy you want as your next vice president? It ain't the guy I want. Not even close. Unbelievable. Is it not? Those are disgusting scenes. Pisses me off. I don't care if those people were liberals. They shouldn't be treated like that either. The government has no right to tell citizens what they can and cannot do on their own property if they're not breaking the law. Stay the hell away. You stay the hell away. Media gonna give them a pass for that too? Is that what democracy looks like? It's what their vision of democracy looks like. Ladies and gentlemen, buy optimizers. It's tough when you see videos like that to go get good sleep. Buyoptimizers.com/LFA. Buyoptimizers.com/LFA. Do not miss out on the most relaxing sleep ever with Magnesium Breakthrough. For an exclusive offer, go to buyoptimizers.com/LFA. You see it on your screen. Use the promo code LFA to get 10% off at checkout. Nurture your mind and body with this all-natural full-spectrum magnesium supplement. Go to buyoptimizers.com/LFA. Use the promo code LFA during checkout to save 10%. In addition to the discount that you get using the promo code LFA, there are always amazing gifts with your purchase. That's why everybody I know loves shopping at buyoptimizers.com/LFA. Head over to buyoptimizers.com/LFA. Use the promo code LFA. Check out this month's gift with your purchase. And if you subscribe, not only will you get more discounts and free gifts, but you will also make sure that your monthly supply is guaranteed and never runs out. Buyoptimizers.com/LFA. Buyoptimizers.com/LFA. Folks, Kamala Harris is day 23. She is still hiding from reporters And Corinne Jean-Pierre now is starting to do what she does best. She's the worst press secretary ever. She's starting to slip up. Look at what Corinne Jean-Pierre said when she was asked to name some of Kamala Harris's accomplishments. Watch.
What does the president see as the vice president's biggest achievement during their time in office together?
So look, because they've been partners, those achievements have been done, certainly. Those historic, unprecedented achievements have been done together. I'll say this, the president believes in the vice president leadership, her temperament, her experience, and he has said this himself. One of the proudest decisions that he made in 2020 was selecting her as vice president because he believed that she can go on day one. And you've seen them do that together on day one of this administration. That doesn't change. I'm not going to parse out anything from here. They have been partners. She's been a critical partner for this president for during this term and will continue to do so. You will see them together on Thursday in Maryland where they would talk about their next announcement on lowering costs.
Okay, so Corinne Jean-Pierre, no accomplishments, no achievements, nothing. Nothing. 3.5 years. The American people going to give them a pass? Kamala Harris is not a new candidate. Day one, these day one promises, she was able to do that. On day one, January 20th, 2021, 3.5 years ago. Look at Corinne Jean-Pierre again. This is a big screw up by KJP. Kamala Harris and her campaign are putting out a platform of policies that are going to abandon the far left, okay? Kamala Harris obviously should be asked by the mainstream media why she's abandoning those positions and, you know, what changed between when she held those positions and now. They're probably never going to ask that, A, because she can't explain herself, she's not capable, B, because that would involve the media actually doing journalism, doing their job. But listen to Corinne Jean-Pierre. Listen to Corinne Jean-Pierre talking about Harris's views on the border. I'm not so sure she was supposed to say this.
Is he in touch with, is there a process where there is a checking of what she's going to put out and how it matches or may change or ways in which she can build on what he's done? Is there a coordination?
So I can't speak to an interagency kind of process in doing just that, trying to measure up or line up where they both are. What I can speak to is the last 3.5 years, right? We have less than 6 months now of this administration, and how much the vice president was a critical partner in getting a lot of the big pieces, historic pieces done, the heavy lifting. She was part of that, whether it's the Inflation Reduction Act, the first piece of policy, which is the American Rescue Plan, which helped lower crime, for example. We've seen the lowest in crime in more than 50 years. The last administration, we saw the highest numbers of murder in the Trump administration. There's been a lot of ways that we've been able to do historic, move in a historic way. And so she's been part of that. She's been part of that. Obviously, again, as I was just stated, she's going to lay out her vision. But again, they've been aligned. You know, they've been aligned for the last 3.5 years. There's not been any daylight.
There's not been any daylight between them, huh? There's no daylight? So 4 years of Kamala Harris will be 4 more years of what we've just lived through, which is the main reason why people started souring on Joe Biden. It wasn't his age, it was the border. It was inflation. It was a horrible housing market. It was the threat of wars all around the world. It's unbelievable. You want 4 more years of Biden? You want 4 more years of that? Or do you want to go back to a proven commodity, Donald Trump, for 4 years where you know your life's about to get better? I got one more thing. This is real funny. This is CNN pushing back against the Harris spokesperson today. The media is starting to get frustrated that she's hiding. Watch.
What's on the vice president's schedule today? It seems like she has time, if she wanted, to do an interview with a member of the media or do a news conference, correct? There does appear to be that time if she wanted.
Well, look, she has said on the campaign trail that she would be doing an interview at some point. She said that, I think, last week during a rope line or when she was talking to reporters. But look, what is important here, John, is that she is taking her message directly to the American people. She hit a number of battleground states. I think we had 15,000 people in Detroit last week, 12 to 13,000 in Nevada. She's been taking her message to the voters and drawing large crowds. So she's actually having those direct conversations.
But not today. Not today. She could do an interview today, I would think, you know, because she's not out there today.
Well, look, she's taking her message directly to voters.
No, your candidate is not capable of it. The media is starting to get upset. And that was John Berman of CNN. They had a had somebody up on CNN today. His name is Eric Schmidt from Missouri, senator from Missouri. It's one of Heather Osborne's senators. The other senator is Josh Hawley, who we happen to like a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, remember on July, was it 30th? Was that the date that I posted it? Or maybe it was even earlier than that. July 26th. Here, take a look on X. When a football team benches their QB because it can't get any worse, but they know the backup isn't better, the fans become excited about the removal. Eric Schmidt said the same thing on CNN today. Said they're very afraid she's going to be exposed. It's like the backup quarterback. Seems like it might be a better option until the backup quarterback gets into the game and you realize why he's the backup quarterback. That sound familiar, guys? Well, I also found out that Senator Eric Schmidt follows me on X. So we either are great minds thinking alike or, you know, Eric Schmidt likes the way that was put. Either way, I think that's great. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and listening. As always, it was a jam-packed show. Thanks for sticking with us through the technology, the tech problems with the Rumble servers. If you're able to jump over on X and watch it over there, we appreciate that as well. It's always here on Rumble, and it's always everywhere you get your podcast too. Clean audio is going to get uploaded every single day to the podcast channel, Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Just check Ungoverned. Search for Ungoverned anywhere you get your podcasts, all right? And you'll find it there. Hit subscribe. It's all you got to do. Make sure that you're on our website, farishmedia.com. Sign up for our email list. It's completely and totally free. And make sure that you hit the thumbs up button again. Remember, that's the best way to stay alive. Insure yourself as life insurance is hit that like button, because as we explained earlier in the show, Brennan will come for you. So hit that thumbs up button and it will look like either a suicide or self-defense. Hit that thumbs up button before you go. Make sure you follow this channel as well before you go as well. We got Will Johnson coming up next for Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Unrestricted Invasion at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and Based America with the great Drew Hernandez at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. As President Trump says, we will never give up, we will never give in, and we will never ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation, or God indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Republicans and independents in Minnesota District 5, Congressional District 5, head into your polling place if you haven't already. Vote against Ilhan Omar for her opponent or primary opponent, Mr. Samuels. We can dethrone her today. Minnesota District 5, do your thing. So we can say tomorrow, some people did something. I would love to do it. Let's see what happens. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Rumble.com/LFA TV, 5 p.m. Eastern for Ungoverned. Until then, have a fantastic rest of your day. Have a great rest of your night. Enjoy the liberal meltdown, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Bang, gavel.